Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you all the way from Elizabeth, New Jersey. New Creations Christian Ministries is our ministry, and we are blessed. We are a blessed people to be used in such a mighty way of the Lord. God is good all of the time, and all of the time, God is good. He's worthy. Don't you know that He is worthy? He is worthy to be praised. I love Him. I love Him. I love Him with everything in me. I love Him. Amen and praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I praise Your holy name. Lord, I worship You. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like You. I magnify Your name. I thank You, Lord, for taking all of us, Your people, from Your glory to Your glory to Your glory. I thank You, Lord, for divine revelation still being provided from heaven. I thank You, Lord, for life and life more abundantly, Lord. I thank You for the words that You will allow me to share with those who tune into this ministry program. I ask that You be glorified. Let Your will be done. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and praise God. Isn't God good? Isn't God good and isn't He worthy? Amen. I pray that you're having a good week as I record this, as I do this live recording. It is Tuesday at 12 o'clock noon, and I'm having a great day. I am having a great day. You know, we have to take life as it comes, but not just to take whatever life gives to us. Is more important that we make out of what life has given us to line up with what God has promised us. Amen. Amen. To make lemonades out of lemons. Amen. Because everything in life is not always going to go according to the way that we would have it to go. There are times that we're going to be discouraged. There will be times when we will be disappointed. But the important thing is to keep the right frame of mind. And remember that God has a plan. He has a plan. He does have a plan. And that His plan for us is greater than the plans of the enemy. His plans for us are greater than the plans that we have for ourselves. We just have to line up our lives, not with what we want, not with our desires, but with what God desires for us. Amen. And God desires that we walk in victory, that we let our lives be a living testimony to His greatness and His glory, and that we do not get sidetracked by what's going on around us, but that we continue to press forward for the prize that's already been set before us. Amen. If we keep our focus, if you keep your focus on the things of God and the plans of God, you are not going to fail, because there's going to be a prompting in your spirit for you to keep moving forward. There's going to be a prompting in your spirit for you to keep moving forward. Amen. Amen. And I'm an exhorter. I am an encourager. And it is my job, it is part of my assignment in the kingdom of God to keep the people of God encouraged in the things of God, amen, utilizing the word of God. Hence the title of this ministry program, Power in the Word. You know, the world is big on motivation, and the world is big on trying to find ways to keep moving forward, trying to find ways to stay motivated and inspired to go after their dreams and aspirations. We as Christians somehow have lost the zeal for the dream. Amen. And sometimes we get sidetracked by life to the point where we are not moving forward. We're just stuck. We're not stuck, but we feel stuck. I want to encourage you today to say that no matter what it looks like, is not necessarily what it is, and you are not stuck. Amen. You are not stuck in whatever your current situation is. You are not stuck according to your circumstances. There are some choices that you can make, amen, in order to get yourself up out of that mess, to get up out of the rut that your life may appear to have become. Because remember what I told you, that what it looks like is not necessarily what it is. Amen. And praise God. I'm going to open up the switchboard. You can call me and make a comment about what I'm talking about. You can call me to say hello. Daniel called me the other day just to say, hey, amen. And I want to say, Daniel, I'm still waiting for your information, your mailing address, a P.O. box or something, so that I can send you a copy of my latest book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. Amen. And you can call me for prayer if you want to pray with me or if you want me to pray with you. Amen. The phone lines are open. The number is 646-652-4832. I'm only going to be here for another 8 minutes. Amen. And praise God. But I welcome your phone calls. The topic for today is, do you want to be made well? Amen. And I was thinking about a sermon that my husband preached on Sunday from the book of John, chapter 5, starting with verse 1. I'll be reading the NIV version. Amen. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda. Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Amen, amen, and praise God. The question today is, do you want to be made well? You know, some of us have had situations come into our lives that have devastated us. Amen. Are there a lot of people who are carrying around a lot of secret pain? Amen. And secret shame? Amen. Things that nobody knows about, but you put on your mask and you go ahead and you go about your business every day. The thing about it is that you have fooled some people, amen, and some people can be fooled some of the time, some people can be fooled all of the time, but God cannot be fooled, amen. You have not fooled God, nor have you fooled yourself into believing that it is well, amen, and nor have you even began to live the life that God has already ordained for you, as long as you are walking around with this hidden stuff, amen. So many of us have stuff hidden that we don't want anyone to know about, and this stuff has crippled us. This man had been an invalid. He had been an invalid for so many years. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that he had been an invalid for 38 years. And so many of us, we may have not be physically incapable of being able to function. We may not be physically crippled or we may not be paralyzed, amen, in the physical sense of the word, but we are mentally incapable of moving forward because we have been paralyzed in our minds. Our mindsets have become such to the point where we feel like we can't move on, that there's no youth. It's hopeless. What's the point? Amen. We might as well settle for what life has turned out to be in our particular cases. And I want to encourage you on today that you don't have to stay sick. Amen. You don't have to stay sick in your body. You don't have to stay sick in your mind. You certainly do not have to stay sick in your circumstances. Amen. There is a choice, and that choice begins with the question, do you want to be made well? What do you want? Do you want a better life? Do you want to live better, to do better, to have better, to be better? Amen. What do you want is the question. Do you want to be made well? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you sick of carrying the pain? Give it to God. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So I want to encourage you to take it all to the throne of Christ through prayer. Amen. Give it to God and let God heal you. Amen. God can heal you if you want to be healed. Amen. And sometimes the secret stuff is the most shameful stuff, because we feel like if anyone knew about it, the things that are hindering us, the things that are making us crippled, then they would not want to know us, or they would not like us as much as they say that they like us. And I want to encourage you that anyone who likes you and should like you for yourself, and anyone who loves you should love you for who you be. Amen. No more pretending to be somebody else so that somebody who really doesn't care about you anyway can pretend to care about you. Amen. Amen. God has some people that he was going to line up in your corner who will like you because of who you are and not because of what they perceive you to be. Amen. And praise God. And if they like you because of what you're pretending to be, then they really don't like you anyway, because they don't know you. Amen. And I want to encourage you to take off the mask and drop the facade and let God heal you and be who Jesus Christ and who God has created you to be. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Do you want to be made well? Amen. God can fix it. He can fix it if you just take it to him in prayer. Dare to expose yourself under the mighty hand of God. Be naked and not ashamed. Don't be like Adam and Eve hiding out in the garden under fig leaves, but be naked and not ashamed and say, God, here I am. Here I am in all of my wretchedness and all of my inadequacy and all of my sense of being insignificant, my low self-esteem and my fear and my pain. God, here I am, and I'm coming to you, and I'm surrendering all to you. Lord, change me, transform me, make me into the person that you have ordained me to be. Use me for your glory, God. Heal me, make me whole. Change my mentality. Renew my mind, Lord. Give me a clean spirit. Create in me a clean spirit, God. Do it, Lord. I know that you can do it. And if you can go to God like that, in total surrender, I guarantee you that God will transform you and heal you and make you well. And you won't have to walk around pretending anymore, but you will walk around with a joy in your heart and a peace that surpasses all understanding, with purpose in your steps. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So the question again becomes, do you want to be made well? Amen. And praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for those who will tune in to listen to this word that has been spoken, I believe, from your very heart, Lord. I pray, Father God, this is where it will prick the hearts of the people, Father God, and go down deep and begin to create a desire to be made whole. And Father God, for those who desire to be made whole, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would cleanse them and heal them and purify them, Lord, that you would validate them, Father God, and that you will begin to empower them through your spirit, Father God. Make my sister whole. Make my brother well, Father God. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we want to move on into the glorious future that you have already prepared for us. So give us hope. Give my brother hope. Give my sister stoke the fire and fan the flame so that we can be on fire for the things pertaining to you and your kingdom, Lord. Use us. Use my brother. Use my sister for your glory, Father God. Heal us. Cleanse us. Purge us, Father God, and put our feet on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We love you, Lord, and we praise your name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Are you happy in your spirit today? I pray that that word made you happy. Amen. I pray that that word ignited a desire in you to be made well. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. Check out my website. I have a conference coming up. Christian Women of Power is going to be phenomenal. And you can check out my website to find out more information about that. NCCMonline.org. I pray to see you there. Amen and praise God. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.